Sotheby's New York held its important jewel sale this week, achieving almost $16.5 million and was 78% sold by lot. A platinum-carved, colored stone diamond and enamel Tutti Frutti bracelet by Cartier sold well above twice the high estimate at $842,000. The top diamond lot was a 2.59-carat VS1 pear shape that fetched $302,000 per carat, just slightly above the high estimate. Nearly all the lots sold met or exceeded pre-sale estimates. Now, don't forget, while it's still fresh, you can watch Lisa Hubbard and Gary Schuler of Sotheby's discuss the global market for diamond and jewelry auctions from the Rappaport International Diamond Conference at diamonds.net/IDC. Our Avi Krawitz is in Hong Kong for the September show and shares some comments from the exhibit. Avi.
Jeff, most traders appeared satisfied with the show so far, as steady sales but lower quantities have been the constant themes. Buyers have been cautious, and they're looking for what they need only, while trying their luck by making heavily discounted offers. They're shopping around with a lot of price comparing going on, as they've been uncertain about prices. For their part, sellers have been prepared to negotiate, but with a definite lower limit in mind, which has enabled them to hold their ground. Some Indian suppliers may have pushed through sales a little cheaper than the norm, as they look to ease their liquidity challenges, but most, including large contingents from Israel and Belgium, have held firm. Overall, the show has lacked that wow factor that we saw in March, but no one was quite expecting a boom either coming into the show. At the same time, there have been no real negatives, as it is still clear that growth continues to be driven by the Far East demand. And that may be enough to boost confidence moving into the fourth quarter. For now, it's back to you in New York.
Thank you, Avi. I'll return with details of a major retail industry campaign in the works right after this message.
Rappaport is the primary source of diamond prices and market information used by the diamond trade all over the world. To get the Rappaport price list, please visit our website, www.rappaport.com, or email pricelist@rappaport.com.
Being a highly visible organization is great in its own right, but to succeed it must hit the ball out of the field, and that is what the National Retail Federation plans for its members in the coming 12 months. NRF launched what they claim is a game-changing campaign this week called Retail Means Jobs. Funding may approach $10 million, and the group said that the timing was intentional heading into an election year. NRF will champion the retail economy on Capitol Hill to spur job growth and innovation. Along with PwC, NRF found that retail directly and indirectly accounted for nearly 42 million full-time and part-time jobs in the U.S., or 24% of the workforce, and the industry represents nearly 18% of the GDP at $2.5 trillion. Armed with that data then, the NRF will head to the Hill to push for corporate tax reform and the passage of all free trade agreements, along with the Main Street Fairness Act. They'll advocate making it easier for foreign visitors to enter the U.S. and thus shop our stores, and lobby to modernize our aging transportation infrastructure, which is adding unnecessary cost to shipping. The NRF will act to repeal or delay a healthcare employer mandate and work to protect consumer privacy online. Other specifics include working with lenders to reduce credit card fees and innovate store security to slash organized retail theft, which cost us billions of dollars each year. NRF created RetailMeansJobs.com to encourage industry participation and share their research and progress. The group will be meeting with local business leaders across the nation to gather support for this agenda. Look, too, for their upcoming viral campaign, which will showcase the faces of retail by engaging consumers and employees in a video contest next year. Here is a look at how precious metals prices performed this past week. For all the latest industry news, be sure to check diamonds.net and follow us on Twitter and Facebook.